Friends, if you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us to the Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter number 4. Our message is entitled today, If Thou Be. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 4. Lord willing, this morning, for just the next few moments, friends, we're going to be able to look at verses 5 and 6 of the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter number 4. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, He shall give His angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Dear friends, as I began to look here at the Spirit-inspired Word, the Lord would have us to focus upon this passage of Scripture that's found here in Matthew chapter number 4. For the Bible tells us in Mark chapter 1, in verse number 12, that the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. That word drive in the Greek means to be sent out. Immediately, God sent His only begotten Son into the wilderness. And as we began to look at this, the Holy Spirit began to remind us of the tactics and the desire of Satan at this particular time. As I began to look and pray and meditate over this, we began to see the devised plan of the adversary. Dear friends, I want you to know something this morning. The old adversary, the devil, has a divine plan to tear you down. He has a plan to bring about your demise. And as I began to look here at the wilderness experience of Jesus Christ, the Lord blessed my heart and began to show me what it is that we must do to thrive in the very midst of the attack of the evil one. Oh, dear friends, when you look at this passage very closely, you will see there that the devil himself was doing something. You might say, Brother Lynn, what was he doing? He was quoting Scripture. You can go back to Psalms 91 and read verses 11 and 12, and you will see there, dear friends, that Satan was quoting this Psalms to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And though you may not understand it, and you may not realize it, dear friends, reckon this. The old devil knows the Word of God. He knows the Word, and he also knows that his time is short. And that's why, dear friends, that he's doing all that he can to manipulate and to tear you down. When I begin to look here at Matthew chapter number 4, the Lord began to remind me how that the devil had a desire to do something as Jesus was in the wilderness. You might say, Brother William, what was he desiring to do? He was to bring about pain and discomfort to the ministry of Jesus Christ. For if you look at verse number 3 of chapter number 4 of Matthew's gospel, Satan will say, If thou be. Now Satan knew that Jesus was the Son of God, for this experience occurred just after his baptism at Jordan. There in John chapter 1, 1 and verse 29, when John the Baptist seen her Lord and Savior walking down the shores of Jordan, John would say, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." Now Satan knew that he was the Lord. He knew he was the Son of God. But Satan had a plan. He had a devised plan to bring about the demise of Jesus Christ. And how was he to do that? You see, dear friends, his desire today is to bring about your demise. And how can he do that? If he can attack your flesh, if he can manipulate your life, he feels as though he has succeeded. For you remember, dear friends, that Jesus Christ, he was fully God and he was fully man. And the devil knew that there was nothing that he could do on the divineness of Jesus Christ. But Satan, that cunning serpent, he was looking for a flaw. He was looking for a kink in the humanity of Jesus Christ. So he attacked him with all the vengeance of hell to tear him down. And as I began to look at this passage of Scripture, the Lord Jesus Christ did then, as we're to do today, be steadfast, be immovable, and apply the will of God to our lives. How did Jesus combat and counteract the attack of Satan? He quoted from Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 16. Jesus, he said this, "It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." What are you to do when Satan attacks you? Cleave, embrace, take hold of the word of God that's in you and through you, and praise God about you. Oh, dear friends, when you looked here at this passage of Scripture, you will see that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he prevailed in the midst of the anguish and the hardship of that wilderness. Devil said, if thou be the Son of God. Oh, dear friends, the devil today says this to each and every one of us. If we be a child of God, if we be a Christian, why do we not do the things that God would have us to do? If we be where we need to be in our lives, how come we act as we do? You see, dear friends, all that Satan desires today is to tear you down. He can't do nothing with your salvation. If you've been born again and the blood of the Lord has applied to your life, you're sealed with the Spirit. But Satan then, as he does today, has a desire to tear you down. If thou be a Christian, then act like a Christian. If thou be a child of God, act like a child of God. Because I can tell you today, if you slip, if you slumber, the devil will attack you and rip you to spiritual shreds. You see, he had a desire to do this thing in the life of Jesus Christ. But Jesus, through the love of the Father, was given what was needed to prevail in that trying time. Jesus was sinless. He was perfect in all that his ways. And he today resides on the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for you and I, giving us what we need to thrive in the midst of the attacks that that comes our way. I thought about that a lot. For the Bible says in the Gospel of John, in John 1 and verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That Word was and forever will be Jesus Christ our Lord. And John would also go to say in John 1 and verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You see, dear friends, that word grace means God's unmerited favor. The Lord extends to you what you need to be able to thrive as you walk down life's way. When John spoke of that truth, we know what thus saith the Word of God, that the truth will do what? It'll set you free. I want you to understand something. The good Lord has extended you the grace that you need. He's given you the desire of your heart to have His love fill you and be about you. I tell you today, we are not comfortless. We are not left alone. For the one who prevailed in that wilderness 2,000 years ago, He's the one that's among us today, who never leaves us nor forsakes us. Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, has a desire today not only to love you, but to declare to you that through your faith in Him, praise God, you have victory. Victory. We are victorious today. But I can tell you today, if we allow Satan to manipulate, to disrupt, to cause havoc in our lives, we will live as though we're defeated. Jesus prevailed. He prevailed them by the will of God. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I'm not Jesus. No, dear friends, we're not. But we have that indwelling. We have that Holy Spirit. And the Word of God teaches us. And the Word of God blesses us to know that greater He that is within us than He that is in the world. And if thou be a child of God, if thou be a Christian of the faith, I tell you, we need to act like it. We need to talk like it. And praise God, live like it. Live. For the Word. Allow the Word to bless you. Allow the Word to help you. When you look here at the Gospel of Luke in chapter number 2 and verse 52, the Bible says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Oh, dear friends, the Lord God Almighty, who loves you and provides for you, has a desire to give you the wisdom, to give you the knowledge, to give you the discernment and the foresight that you need to be able to upheld His Word in the very face of the devil. If thou be a child of God, it's time to draw a line in the sand and declare Jesus Christ as Lord of your life. Today's the day. Today's the day. Have you been attacked this past week? Has the devil messed with you this week? You might say, well, no, not too much, Brother Lynn. Well, dear friends, I can get along with that because he's attacked me so much he probably ain't had much time for you. But you see, he desires to bring you down. Oh, what a victory hell would have declared if Jesus failed and floundered on that time in the wilderness. But you see, dear friend, when you study the Word of God, you will see that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, He prevailed. He was victorious. And the Bible teaches us that Satan left Him for a season. Wouldn't it be nice to have a break now and again? Wouldn't it be nice to have a break from Satan's attacks? If thou be a child of God, and if thou art living like a child of God, he or she can. Well, the Bible teaches us in the book of James, in James chapter number 2, in verse number 19, James writes, "Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and do what? They tremble." When you're walking the walk and you're talking the talk and you're declaring the love of Jesus Christ in your life and you're striving to be obedient and to do what it is that God would have you to do, oh, Satan don't want any part of that. What Satan wants to do in your life, what he wants to do in my life, is to attack the weak spot. And when he came upon Jesus Christ in that wilderness, in that Palestine desert, he was looking for a kink in the armor of the Lord. And he found none. When Satan comes calling to you and he's looking for a flaw and he's looking for a weak spot to attack, dear friends, let's not give him none. If thou be a child of God, you can understand that the Lord has enabled us. He's provided for us. He's given to us, praise God, what we need to thrive. Are you perfect? No. Am I perfect? No. I'm a sinner saved by grace. For the Bible teaches me that all sin fail and come short of the glory of God. But you know something? I got someone with me. A lot of people says, well, you know, I do things and I know I don't need to be doing them. I guess it's my conscience bothering me. Dear friends, it ain't your conscience bothering you. It's the Holy Spirit pulling at you. People says, well, I seem to fail time and time again. Well, dear friends, I tell you what, we all sin, fail, and come short of the glory of God. That's why that this is not just a Sunday only. This is a Sunday, Monday, throughout the week. Too many today are warming pews all over the land who's living like a saint on Sunday, and they're living like hell on Monday. If thou be a child of God, let us today declare His goodness and be instant in season and out of season. And enable our words to be seasoned with salt, with His love. Jesus declared the Word of God. Dear friends, the greatest weapon that you and I have is the Word of God. James would go on to say in James chapter 3, in verse number 7, submit yourselves therefore to God. Now listen to this. Resist the devil. Amen, Bob. And he'll flee from you. Resist him. Go on in that spiritual sand and declare to Satan himself who you belong to, who is your Holy Father, who indwells you, who keeps you, who's given you the security that you need to be able to go down life's way declaring His goodness. But you see, too many times we fail. We come short of the glory of God. Not on His part, but on our part. You know, we've told you this a long time ago. Back in the 70s, a comedian called Flip Wilson, he used to say, well, the devil made me do it. Well, I want you to know something today, dear friends, the devil ain't never made me do nothing. I made a choice to do it. He may have tempted me. He may have tried me. He had dangled something out there before me. But I tell you today, as a sinner saved by grace, it was me that took hold. You know something today, dear friends? I've read this book. I don't know much about it. But I've read these four Gospels. I've read from Genesis to Book of Revelation. And you know something? I have never once encountered where the Lord grabbed somebody and forced them to worship Him. What did He do to the soon-to-be disciples? He said, "Come ye and follow me, and you can become fishers of men." Now the Bible says that they dropped their nets and they departed and went with Him. He didn't grab them and drag them. They went freely. You see today, dear friends, when the devil's manipulating you, when the devil's troubling you, when he's calling pain and discomfort to your heart and life, when he's causing you all types of anguish, pain, and suffering, I tell you today, we don't have to heed to that. We don't have to listen to that. We don't have to embrace that. We can follow Christ. When Jesus took all that hell could muster and left all the world to the side, Jesus blocked out everything. He was concentrated on the here and now, because the adversary was unleashing all of hell's fury upon him. And Jesus withstood the attack, and He countered it with the Word of God. There's power in that Word of God. There's power in that Word. It's alive, and it thrives. You say, well, the spiritual encounter, the spiritual attack that I've been under, the heavy load has been so overbearing. It's been so hard. Well, listen today, dear friends, you remember what we said just a few moments ago. Jesus was fully God, and He was fully man. He grew hungry, He grew thirsty, He grew tired, and He grew weary. And at the same time, He healed the sick, He fed the thousands, and He raised the dead. You say, well, I don't understand it. Well, I don't understand it all either, but I know it's true. When Jesus defeated Satan in that wilderness that day, He was tired. Were you tired today? Has the spiritual battles taken its toll? If thou be a child of the Most High, the Lord will let you know that He is your present help in time of trouble. You see, when Satan departed for a season, Jesus was tired and He was weary. But you know something? God didn't leave His only begotten Son comfortless. For the Bible tells us in the Gospel of Matthew in chapter number 4 and in verse number 11, it says, "Then the devil leaveth Him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto Him." You see, dear friends, what that tells me is that when the battle's over, I'm not left high and dry. God will place people around me to help me, to support me, to love me, to nurture me, to provide for me, so that I can establish my goings, embrace that new song in my heart, and declare His goodness before a lost, dying, and needful world. You know something today, dear friends? We all, are writing a story. We're all developing a story in our lives. How many times has the Lord delivered you? How many times has the Lord helped you? How many times has the Lord lifted you up when you've been down?
How many times had the Lord comforted you when it seemed as though comfort was far, far away? Oh, dear friends, think back on those times. And that's when the Lord and His heavenly host come down and embraced you. That's when the Lord sent a friend or a brother to give a kind word. That's when the Lord sent someone to fill the gaps when the gaps was beginning to widen. That's when God interacted on your and my behalf. If thou be a child of God, let us declare it. For the Bible teaches us that we're to do what? We're to shout it from the rooftops. There's not much shouting from the rooftops anymore. There's not much shouting at all anymore. Because the old adversary is always looking for that weak spot to hinder and to oppress. I'm thankful today that Jesus Christ stood bold and declared victory in Matthew chapter number 4. And today, dear friends, He enables us to declare victory for the love that He has for us all. If thou be a child of God, dear friends, it's high time we act like it and we show the world who we belong to, who we love, and praise God, who that it is that we serve. Let's stand to our feet.